Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So today we'll be teaching the first part of this month's three-day story article. The story this month is called Number the Stars, and it is set in Denmark. Denmark is a country in Northern Europe, close to Germany and Sweden. What else do you know about Denmark, Elsie?
I know that when we talk about Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway are always included.
That's right.
Oh, and Lego actually comes from Denmark.
Yep, that is right. Lego is from Denmark. Let's see if we can give you some more things about Denmark. So, fact number one, Denmark has been called the happiest country on Earth three times out of five in the UN Happiness Report.
My turn. Fact number two, there is no word for please in the Danish language.
Which is strange, but true, although they do say thank you a lot instead of please, they say, would you kindly do something, something, something.
Oh.
So there's no please, but they have other ways.
Okay, fact number three, the capital of Denmark is called Copenhagen, and it's a port, so it's next to the sea.
Very good. Okay, and the last fact will be important. That one about Copenhagen will be important for the story. So let's start reading it and find out what happens in Number the Stars.
Reading.
Number the Stars. The year is 1943, and Anne Marie Johansson and Ellen Rosen are best friends, living in Copenhagen, Denmark. As World War II goes on, the two 10-year-olds' lives begin to change. German Nazis have taken the names and addresses of all the Jewish people in Copenhagen. For unknown reasons, the Germans start relocating the country's Jews. Ellen's family is Jewish. To escape harm, her parents flee Copenhagen. However, they feel it's too dangerous for Ellen to go with them. Instead, Ellen stays with the Johansons, posing as Anne Marie's older sister, Lise, who died years ago. Realizing the Rosens are missing, soldiers enter the Johansson's apartment at 4 a.m. They think the Johansons might be hiding the family. Anne Marie and Ellen are wide awake, and Anne Marie breaks the Star of David necklace off Ellen's neck. She knows if the soldiers see it, they'll realize Ellen is a Jew. The soldiers see Ellen's dark hair and become suspicious. It's a far cry from the Johansons' blonde hair. They threaten the family, but luckily, Lise had brown hair as an infant. Mr. Johansson shows the Nazis a picture of baby Lise, and the soldiers leave.
So the story begins by saying the year is 1943, and Anna Marie Johansson and Ellen Rosen are best friends living in Copenhagen, Denmark. Okay, so remember, we said in the introduction that Copenhagen is the capital city.
Yes, you are right. The capital of Denmark is Copenhagen. 丹麦的首都是哥本哈根. What about the capital of Taiwan? Yes, the capital of Taiwan is...
Wait. Oh, Taipei.
You got it. Okay, we also know that Denmark is in Europe, 而且就在 Germany, 德国的旁边。And if it's 1943, that means that World War II is still being fought. 根据年代呢，我们知道当时还是二战期间。
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is mentioned, this thing about the war, in the next sentence of the article, which says, as World War II goes on, the two 10-year-olds' lives begin to change. So the phrase goes on just means continues.
No matter what happens, life still goes on.、
Mm.
不管发生什么事情呢，人生还是继续过下去。Go on 就是继续下去的意思。Next, we learn that German Nazis have taken the names and addresses of all the Jewish people in Copenhagen.
Yeah, the Nazis were the Germans under Hitler before and during World War II. Their leaders believed that Jewish people were bad and tried to kill many of them. It was a terrible event in human history.
在 World War II 二战期间呢 Hitler 希特勒所带领的 The Nazis 纳粹党屠杀了许多的 Jewish people 犹太人。
Okay, so in the article we learn that for unknown reasons, the Germans start relocating the country's Jews. So here, Jews means Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the word unknown, 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 is an adjective that describes something that is not known by some people or perhaps by everyone. If you do something for an unknown reason, no one knows why you did it. If a crime is committed by an unknown person, we don't know who did it yet.
Mm-hmm.Unknown 是不知道的，无人知晓的，它是一个形容词。For unknown reasons 也就是原因不明。自首的 un on 去掉，我们看到它的相反字叫做 known， 也就是知道的，为人所知的。For example, we can say, the restaurant is known for its good service， 也就是在说啊，这家餐厅因为好的服务而闻名。Alright, in the article, we see that the Germans start relocating the country's Jewish people.
That's right. So to relocate means to move people or things to a new place. Mm-hmm. From they're here and you're moving them. So the Jews or Jewish people are people who follow a particular religion called Judaism.Okay, we already looked at the adjective Jewish to refer to these people, so Jew is the noun. And of course, we know that Hitler wanted, now we know, that Hitler wanted to move the Jews or Jewish people to camps where they could be killed.
Mm-hmm. 所以在这边我们看到了动词 relocate, relocate 是由自首的 re 再一次和 locate这个动词组成的另外一个动词 ，locate 本身呢有坐落于或者是确认位置的意思 ，relocate 就是使搬迁、迁移、重新安置。So during that time, the Germans relocated the Jews、mm-hmm. to camps where they would be killed.
It's terrible.
To relocate somebody to a new place, 将某人重新安置于某处。For example, the company.Relocated me to the U.S.、
Ooh.
公司把我调到美国去工作。Next, the article says, Alan's family is Jewish. Ooh, that means they are in danger.
Exactly. The article says that to escape harm, her parents flee Copenhagen. However, they feel it's too dangerous for Ellen to go with them.So we have a couple of words to look at here, and the first one is harm, H-A-R-M, harm. And here, harm is a noun, and it means physical injury, usually done on purpose. If you suffer harm, someone has attacked and hurt you. We can also use harm as a verb, for example, no one was harmed in the car accident, which is the same as saying no one suffered harm in the car accident.
So, to escape harm, 为逃离伤害、危险。Harm 在此处呢，当然是名词用。常见的用法有 do harm to somebody. I don't want to do any harm to you.
Oh, good.
我不想对你造成任何的伤害。那 harm 这个字呢，本身也可以当动词使用。刚刚 Pat 老师提到的 no one was harmed in the car accident, 没有人在车祸当中受伤，就是 harm 当动词的被动用法哦。那我们文章中提到的 Ellen 其实是主角的朋友，因为是犹太人，所以必须 escape harm, 那 Ellen 的父母呢，选择逃跑。 They chose to flee.
That's right. To flee, F-L-E-E. Flee, past tense and PPR, fled, F-L-E-D, fled. So flee means to run away from danger, which could also mean a dangerous place or person. So when we use the verb flee, we often mean that it's a fast escape.
Flee 特别指的是因为危险或者是恐惧而逃跑。过去式和过去分词为 fled, F-L-E-D. So to flee or to flee from somewhere, 从某处逃脱的意思。The suspect fled the country and the police couldn't locate where he was.、Mm-hmm. 嫌犯逃到国外去了而且呢警方没有办法确认他的位置。To flee to somewhere,逃到某处 It is likely that the suspect has fled to South America.、Mm-hmm. 有可能嫌犯已经逃到了南美洲。So if Ellen couldn't flee Copenhagen, what could she do?
Well, the article says, instead, Ellen stays with the Johansons, posing as Anna Marie's older sister, Lisa, who died years ago.If you pose as someone or something, you pretend to be that person. So Ellen is pretending to be Lisa, and the Johansons tell everyone she is Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Pose 在这里呢是假装冒充的意思。To pose as somebody, 也就是呢 to pretend to be somebody, 冒充某人。Ellen 冒充是她好朋友 Anna Marie 的姐姐 Lisa, 而 Lisa,几年前呢已经过世了 Now the story starts to get full of action and danger here It says, realizing the Rosens are missing Soldiers enter the Johansons' apartment at 4 a.m.
Oh, so early
The Rosens is Ellen's family And the Johansons is Anna Marie's family
That's right, you'll see it written as a J, Joe, like a Johansson, like Scarlett、mm-hmm. Johansson, who is, I think, got some Danish family somewhere, but in Denmark they would pronounce that as Johansson.
Johansson.
Yeah, but it's written with a J. Anyway, you might be thinking, why do they come there? And the article says, well, they, that's the Nazi soldiers, they think the Johansons might be hiding the family, that's Ellen's family.
Wow, which was true.
True, at least for one、
so、
of them, yeah.
So what happens next? The article says Anna Marie and Ellen are wide awake and Anna Marie breaks the Star of David necklace off Ellen's neck.
Ooh, well, let's explain all this then. If you are awake, A-W-A-K-E, awake, then you are not asleep.Here the word is used in the phrase wide awake, which means that a person is very awake with their eyes wide.
Awake 是形容词啊，醒着的。Wide awake, 非常清醒的。So Anna Marie and Ellen are wide awake, and then Anna Marie does something...But what exactly does she do?
Well, she breaks the Star of David necklace off Ellen's neck. To break something off something else means to remove that thing, kind of remove a part of something by breaking it, not gently taking it off. It's like she grabs it and pulls so it breaks when it comes off.Now, the Star of David is a star with 6 points, and it is a symbol of Judaism, also on the Israel flag. It's usually blue and white, but it's probably a gold necklace. David was the second king of the Jews around 3,000 years ago.
Anna Marie breaks Ellen's necklace off. 她弄断了 Ellen 的项链。原因是啊，这条是 the Star of David necklace， 我们称作大卫之星或光芒星的项链，是 Judaism 犹太教的象征。So that's why Anna Marie breaks it off because, as the article explains, she knows if the soldiers see it, they'll realize Ellen is a Jew.
That's right. So it's trying to hide her.The story continues, and we learn that the soldiers see Ellen's dark hair and become suspicious.
Why?
Well, we'll find out. If someone is suspicious, this is spelled S-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S, suspicious, They think that something is wrong or that someone is lying to them. They don't have any real proof. It's more of a feeling that something's not quite right or something isn't what it seems to be.
Suspicious, 怀疑的。But why are the soldiers suspicious?Well, the article explains that it's a far cry from the Johansson's blonde hair.
Okay, so blonde is very yellow, golden hair. Mm-hmm. Ellen's got dark hair, so you've all got blonde hair except you. You know, your dark hair is a far cry from the blonde hair.
Yeah.
So in that second part of the sentence, we say Ellen's hair is...a far cry from the Johansson's yellow hair. To learn more about the phrase, be a far cry from something, let's watch today's Shortcut for You video.
Shortcut for You.
Hey, how was your basketball game?
It was great!Plus, I scored our team's winning points.
Wow, you really improved this season.
I'll say this game was a far cry from my first one.
I know you weren't that good at first, but geez, you don't need to cry about it.
What? The expression to be a far cry from something means to be very different from something.
Alright, so a far cry from something means 与点点点大不相同。
Right, so we're not actually talking about me crying or anything.
You did though, I saw you.
Listen, I never left the bench my first game, I was very sad.
So if something is a far cry from something else, the two things are very different.
The story continues and says, they, that's the soldiers, threatened the family, but luckily, Lisa had brown hair as an infant.
So that's why it's maybe okay. An infant is just a very small child. So Lisa, remember that's the dead older sister, also had brown hair when she was little, which makes it easier for Ellen to pose as her.
幸好呢 ,Lisa 也就是 Ellen 假冒的对象从还是 infant, 婴儿的时候呢就有棕色的头发。And we should look at the vocabulary word threaten as well.
Yes, we should. To threaten, this is spelled T-H-R-E-A-T-E-N, threaten is to say that you will hurt someone or do something bad to them unless they do what you want.Here, the soldiers want information, so they threaten the family, maybe saying, we will shoot you, we will take you to prison, we'll take you away, unless they tell the truth.
Threaten 是动词威胁的意思哦。To threaten somebody, 威胁某人。那如果我们把字尾的 en 去掉，我们看到 threat 这个字呢，是名词威胁的意思。我们会说呢 to pose a threat to somebody, 对某人造成威胁。同学们发现呢这里用到我们刚才解释过的单字 pose。没错 pose 除了冒充还有造成的意思。For example, the problem has been posing a threat to everyone in the family.、
Mm-hmm.
这个问题呢一直对家庭里面的每个人造成威胁。Luckily, the soldiers believe that,
or what the Johansons tell them.
The first day of the article finishes by saying, Mr. Johansson shows the Nazis a picture of a baby Lisa, and the soldiers leave.
Phew, that is lucky. Danger over for now. There'll be more of the story tomorrow, but now it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, why do some people treat others differently because of their religion? And it says, please discuss your answer.
So first of all, the people actually don't know how to respect others with different religions,
mm-hmm.
right? Let alone different races and different genders.
Yep.
Like the Nazis, they not only hated Jewish people for their religion, they also discriminated them for their race.
Yes.
We can say these kind of people have racism, 种族歧视, or they are racists, 种族歧视者.
That's right. And so why do some religions, people who believe in one religion, don't like and treat the other religions badly? It's because they're kind of all arguing over who has the right truth.You know, am I right or are you right? Because as far as they're concerned, they can't both be right.
Right.
So no one wants to be wrong. So they kind of say, well, you believe this crazy stuff and I don't. And I'm right because I believe I am. You know, no real proof or anything. But there you go. That's why they start to argue. And that's where we get these kind of prejudices. Like Elsie said, it's partly with the Jewish people, partly racism,partly prejudice against the religion, all sorts of different things as well. Because Hitler believed that white people with blonde hair were the best.
Do you have blonde hair?
I don't, not really. And the Jewish people generally don't have blonde hair and blue eyes and slightly darker skin. So there you go. It all kind of runs together. We could talk about, it's a very long issue. You could talk about that a lot. We don't really have time to get into it today. But thank you for watching. Join us again tomorrow for part two of our literary article, Number the Stars. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Number the Stars.The year is 1943, and Anne-Marie Johansson and Ellen Rosen are best friends, living in Copenhagen, Denmark. As World War II goes on, the two 10-year-olds' lives begin to change. German Nazis have taken the names and addresses of all the Jewish people in Copenhagen. For unknown reasons, the Germans start relocating the country's Jews.Ellen's family is Jewish. To escape harm, her parents flee Copenhagen. However, they feel it's too dangerous for Ellen to go with them. Instead, Ellen stays with the Johansons, posing as Anne-Marie's older sister, Lise, who died years ago. Realizing the Rosens are missing, soldiers enter the Johansons' apartment at 4 a.m.They think the Johansons might be hiding the family. Anne-Marie and Ellen are wide awake, and Anne-Marie breaks the Star of David necklace off Ellen's neck. She knows if the soldiers see it, they'll realize Ellen is a Jew. The soldiers see Ellen's dark hair and become suspicious. It's a far cry from the Johansons' blonde hair. They threaten the family, but luckily,Lise had brown hair as an infant. Mr. Johansson shows the Nazis a picture of baby Lise, and the soldiers leave.
Vocabulary Review. Unknown.This interesting show is focused on exploring the unknown mysteries of our planet. Harm. The young deer's spots help it to hide and keep it safe from harm. Flee. Many Syrians have fled their home country to escape the violent civil war there.Awake. Liam couldn't sleep last night and was wide awake until almost 4 a.m. Suspicious. The police are suspicious about the woman's story. They don't think she's being completely honest. Threaten.The bank robbers threatened to shoot people if they tried to call for help.